mambo na tukubikenda na turanga na marama Dorobo na wanelewa Ena bunuwa lipungo New Zealand Lipungo Usimi Ena ba City lipungo Wellington Ena Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM Obo mambo na tukubikenda na turanga marama Dorobo na wanelewa Ena sana tinigabani Nundo bunuwa Kenda sama ibu kai tukutuku Ena bunuwa lipungo Wellington Mbula minaka Sabo mambo na tukaini Ena adha tale Ena adha nimbula Ena adha ninganga Ni wane turanga o Jesus Christo Kaunita kana bose ni kalou Ena na rongoza ni kuwa Ena biba ungeti Ena betu mberi jimi kenda Ena singa ni nai Ndaki nimbula ni tabutu Ndaki nimbula ni tao Ndatiku mwile vale Senda baro mtu mwile mwile dhalaka Senda baro mtu mwile loma ni motuka Mwile dhaba nga baro mwile kina mataka ni singa ni nai Sano ngitabi Mwile kinda bakitiku wikenda Ena mataka ni singa ni kuwa Ena Wellington Access Radio Ena 2.2 FM Ena singa mwile kani kuwa Au nitaka Nina kauti kenda runa kalu kini ndota nila lebolo Nibi ingarami Ena singa ni nai Lako tumbega mai Nisulandi wa angito Sema ngande Sema idhagadhaka Sema iwuli Sema sama ilio ni wuno tunde itu Ena wuno ongo Nisulandi Kamaka itu itu wuno wali mungo Wellington Au sama mbule tuga ni wikenda Ena singa minani kwa Sana raba raba Kwa lako maikine Ena singa minani kwa Amba Maila umbeka Laka unrobe mbua Sema dhuata Maimba Matakeira O Kadamu Maibiti Tailevu Rewa Serua Unamosi Sekanda mula labi Unandonga Matakeira musa Sana labu Kala umbeikina Au sama Umbule tukani Ena singa mula nikua Ina yada tali Ni wani turang Kwa Jesu Kristo
Amen Ini basa Kwa wani turang Ina singa mula nikua Praise the Lord The check Mada maikin Amen Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Foreshores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one. And also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobo, let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can worship centers. So we can Western but the Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi. All the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melotikirana for sure, but if you so can the and the severely vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. And let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous service. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand any lot of new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. To save for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore.
So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the for sure, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the for sure this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you are an outcast. So we can remember No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we come in and dami to be one in bula to be mate sa kambe ko ko buni wai sa sang ni rawa so we can listen like bula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless them with our time. We want to thank you for taking the time to come to the temple. We want to thank you for taking the time to come to find the joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Bikin dapat kita kau bikin dengan turangan nama ramah turbo nungun elawan esana tinikapan inon tu benua. And the sir sir tu mai na television mai kandavu atu mai viti atu lau bigam do mai lau izak do malombula na bale bune sema tu mai kem do mai na mukai lau mai kambara mai mode mai koma mai watoni ata mai wato mai ono ilau fulanga betaki onge nyimbula binaka mai la kemba mai dia bune mbula mango katfana tu da nyimbula binaka ena sema taka ni sengan indai mai na ese semua la mai tutoya watalaki na mai nunggu ena ni wasul mana muka mai matuku nyimbula binaka watalaki na mai mwala nyimbula binaka sen ni ngulela mai bono batu watalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kotu sumu sargira nyimbula binaka atu ya soma malabu nyimbula binaka kemendo mai na soso mai na viti kematalaki na kemendo mai alombi mai waya darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga vini binaka tikubwana turanga hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region darongo da nikua na tukuni alo weingaswe na na kaya tusa nagatiko. Amen. In a kawo tusanaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. In a kawo baga tusai, nandona singa na tombo le maiweko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wamula talta we kanda na turanga na marama daru ono nilewa daga ba obisa. We stay seni todo koni obisa. We lori todo koni obisa. Nimbula minaga nindo shema tigumai. Sanga nimbula daba we kemi na daga ba matai walu. Dela nambua mai dela na maka mai wajabi mai lotoka kubature kukamai. Lambasa nimbula binaka we kemba kede ni matevalu nimbula binaka we kemundo na vendel ni nuku mai senai nimbula binaka mai Syria ina vendela na nimbula binaka ina singa binani kwa nero itabi mega roba mbula tiku bikenda ina singa binani kwa seta lani ngule labi bikenda na leo imiti ni lako bangito ba lakalaka vangande baga muli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kima misa baga mbula tuka ina fosua totoka tulandraki tobo suwa baga lindi marabu laura itu na sa sokolami wa ingena ke tanga embasi kali bumai ombega diriawa kata lagi na enu de tambongo enu mai as mataga ni sken inda inda boga bili bina boga le buana kalu boga so so mata buana turanga kabi ko ya toga sa bugo ngu tu na lange free ko gere de tura mata ni singa singa ni shobi
Amen.
Amen. Iko somo na liwa liwa, iko somo na wai. Iko na kalo, somo na katumai. Uza mai lo malangi kina mata nisinga. Mer liwi sao me nangole ni yata baba takinoa. Kina zangi rao linguwa, usomo lima linguwa talinguwa. Senga baganduwa ni bau stail. Na zangi sulia na kalo, na siwi nangani kwa. Kabi kenda ni voltamu. Hena madhi una kena wase, tini ganduwa. Ruso ulgo walu, ruso ulgo liwa, kina tolso bulu. Ndula kwa maibia, kuhike mdu bagando sa. Oda ni dolata, oda ni dolata, oda ni dolata. Eso sa, oda ni dolata. Sandreke, susandreke, andreke sayara, susayara era sabiu. Geika tu kuchisu, dolang baby, come unto me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kan dolang baby, aku kimi tuh bando sa. Oda ni dolata ni dolol bibi. Aku nafaga dengu kimi tuh. Hallelujah. Doctor bikin tuh na nungui buah. Amen. Ni sarara na nungu ibu wange mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano beisureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na beisureti. Ngo indo na beisureti uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muri sambula bose ni kalau kau kau kangata sara kemuzunga ni selwa umbatirua meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia kama ezuru mangai baga takila meswaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baga takila mai na kau sira nikla
Emeni
mena hel talanga na ngono mena nanduri matai kwa kenda rarere bi kwa kasi talanga ni dona ka kenda rabuni tagarawa kembali mataga ni sikini ndai the solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na bini songo songo lotu wa Kristo. Eundo na kamusi teutiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kenda ulanga tumalebu na lotu wa Kristo sambule tiko endendai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembaleni beshure tetuna kalo dolo mai biao mai tolo mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu dia ko enda mudwa ka ko lame lo tolo mai ni lo tolo mai ko bagandu na e ona ni zalata na izolo bibi kalim be kada timu kalim na lube mu ndwe mosbe iko ndwe bola ga biko ngaina numa tiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko ko ya hen mataka ni sieni ko menda lo mai bi ko ya hen mataka ni sieni la ndama ingara bi ko ya baga ya lo ko baga dina ka uta mai na no mundu izolo zola ke na kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda le kalo ene sigi bi na ni ko ni ko mbere ni bimbi mo ibale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we're just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Doutor na nongu ibuwa do bulibiau ni sa alma lua ga alma lumu do na kunekina na paga de ngoni alomdo. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. Ovaka sama taka tiko ni utore tiko maina vida na mataka na nitu soko tiko na etu lau na ngone ro sota kina na marama mai saika batake chisu. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirit came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. Na bosa ngay labute tukuna na yalo tiko iloma. Angika uchisu elewa keko kila mandangana isoli isoli nikalo batake kwa bosyongo. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Keko kila na isoli isoli nikalo kina kikwe bosu tukungo. Oiko na kerebi kwa na waiko lako batuma ina bisikalipu. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Kerolenga kendala lutu ba Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba.
Amen.
Ni tomba le ndale nyo ingi viso utakana wai mewe ni multiply lima ne mulima nrai. Kena ruwa na ika. Ne kana kina lima na undu na turanga kena marama. Amen. And aloma ni waswasa gai tomba le ni ndale nyo ai. Amen. And angonu sa alama ikina na ua gai wasa kina ua. Sit down. spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciples asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabikeda di Singatambu, not Tamago Kuituranga di Baktawa. Via Kabini Singatambu, and I ayani Tibana Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sangakina na lounge, open space, Berechuana Neto store, Kitana Nanda Mitiko Kituran Katubini store, Via Singatambu, and I ayani Naneto Sula Natinago, Mavaro Tikito Navi Madawa, Kitana Dandabu Kedito Kitana Yetu Nalangser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakao night. Ngoni nini to ngunuti Babakao. Langono susurake chikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you maybe, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Thing that he had planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. Gendobata singatamuaya ketondamitiko. Osareva natamango melato wala kasarve tamango. Nabingona kete kitonandabo langa serito na langpoloto nandabatunga se tamango. Gebuki mai natamango nandamitiko kwa sabuki mibiao. Dabo, buki talamoka kanga kobiao. Tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Form 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night.
Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we were going to come in like a kid, yes. Can I come in like a kid? When I come a week, you're going to turn over the club. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit, yes. We can't have a Kamati, we can't have a Matubali. You could say, Tikubat can't have a Matubali, make the decision now. And worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. And you receive information, all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody have passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, nakaiba bulidi kina bulidi mekina nandio ni katini. Avulidi mekina nalolo. I begin to...
Perfect sky. The sun.